and I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Fighting raged at Myanmar's eastern frontier with Thailand on Saturday, witnesses, media, and Thailand's government said, forcing about 200 civilians to flee as rebels pressed to flush out junta troops holed up for days at a bridge border crossing. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Resistance fighters and ethnic minority rebels seized the key trading town of Miyawadi on the Myanmar side of the frontier on April 11th. It was a big blow to a well-equipped military that is struggling to govern and is now facing a critical test of its battlefield credibility. Thai Prime Minister Setta Tuasin said he was monitoring the unrest and Thailand was ready to provide humanitarian assistance if necessary. Myanmar's military took control in 2021 from an elected government led by Aung San Suu Kyi, who remains in detention. The country is locked in a civil war between the military on one side and on the other, a loose alliance of established ethnic minority armies and a resistance movement born out of the junta's bloody crackdown on anti-coup protests.
Olivia Chan from Reuters. Moscow says 50 Ukrainian drones were shot down as attacks sparked fires at Russian power stations. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Russian officials say around 50 drones were shot down by air defenses over eight Russian regions close to the Ukrainian border. More than two people died during the overnight barrage. In recent months, Ukraine has increasingly targeted Russian refineries and oil terminals as part of their intensified assaults on the territory. Ukrainian drone developers have been extending the weapons range for months as they seek to compensate for its military disadvantage in both weaponry and troops. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com.